بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. A very warm welcome to the enlightening waves of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. There's a hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. A person who dies and does not have the knowledge about his imam dies the death of an ignorant. We have covered a various range of topics in this program about how to know imam. But after knowing Imam, there comes another responsibility. Yes, the responsibilities of the awaiters. Today, we are going to discuss this very topic with Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the House of Ulema of Qom and has a deep insight on this particular topic. So, Brother Liaquat, when it comes to awaiters, all believers want to know, what are our responsibilities towards the Imam of time?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The first responsibility what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or even the scholars, if we go to see, of course, they all take it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah, and the Ahlul Bayt indeed and the Holy Quran salawatullahi alayhim. So the first responsibility is the ma'rifah, which we have already discussed a bit about it. So ma'rifah, or having deep insight knowledge about the Imam alayhi salam,
yeah,
is going to be the first responsibility. And if someone is going to ask us, okay, so this ma'rifah example about the Imam of our time,
how
is it just knowing
that?
The Imam, or is it something else?
Yeah.
So if I ask you, okay, sister, do you know the Imam of your time? You'll be like, yeah, I know my Imam of my time. I'll be like, how much do you know? What do you know about him? Knowing what is very important. Where is he is important. What is he doing is important. Of course, the best form of giving reply to this question, which has a lot of dimensions, I would say, is to know the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farjahu sharif, in the maqam of his wilaya, meaning in the state of his authority, meaning having he, alayhi salam, the Imam, having complete authority. So if you and I are like, okay, so he is my Imam, okay, and I should know him through this angle. Of course, I'm talking about one dimension, okay?
Yeah.
And there are different dimensions too. Inshallah, we will discuss it later. But right now, we are talking about the maqam, or the state of wilaya, what he has,
yeah,
in near us, okay? So if we acknowledge him, accept him, that he is my wali, he is my mawla,
yeah,
he is my imam, and he has the complete authority over me,
yeah,
that means that I am completely obedient to him. Yeah. Knowing this, and this is my responsibility to know my imam in this manner.
Yeah.
Completely. If this happens, then I have to accept whatever he says.
Yep. After the ma'rifah, we definitely want to know about the responsibilities, which is actually the main topic of our today's episode. So before we actually dive into it, let's take a short break,
sure,
and we'll be back in a while. Sure.
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior. And Brother Liaquat Abbas is here. We are talking about the responsibilities of the awaiters. Well, you gave us again a brief intro about knowing Imam. And now we want to get to the topic of responsibilities of the awaiters.
Okay. When we talk about responsibilities, I mean, it's like, okay, so just sitting is my wazifa, or like, how am I waiting? Like,
yeah,
I'm a responsible awaiter of the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farjahu sharif. So if I'm waiting for his reappearance, that he reappears, then what am I doing? Like, do you remember we have spoken about a person standing for the bus to come? Yeah, doing nothing. Someone is eager.
Yeah.
Someone is doing something. Yeah, isn't it? You remember, yeah? So over here, if we have this urge and we are doing something, that is counted that we are amongst those responsible awaiters or okay. dutiful awaiters, yeah?
So for the audience, let me give a quick recap. For example, someone calls you and tells you, I'm coming home, and we start preparing things. We start cleaning our home, we start cooking, we start doing a lot of stuff. And that's when we say that we were waiting desperately. We do not sit and, you know, we put hands on hands and we just sit on the side and say that we were waiting. Waiting requires action.
Yes.
And preparing all the grounds for the arrival to welcome.
Exactly. So the first type of waiting is where you don't do anything, like when you're waiting for a bus and you're just sitting and waiting for the bus to arrive.
Yeah.
Likewise, the imam is going to reappear and people just wait. Oh, he's going to come and he's going to do everything. Okay. This is not the one. Like, this is not a proper responsible elevator. The second one is like you're waiting like for your birthday, yeah?
Yeah.
And you know that there will be a kind of surprise. So there's eagerness. And we have spoken that most of the Shias or most of the believers are in this type
yes.
two category where they are eager.
Eager.
They are really eager for the imam to reappear. But the third one is they are eager, they are waiting, and they are doing something. Yes, exactly. So coming back, they are doing something over here in the first. The first responsibility is marifa, which we have spoken about.
Yeah.
You, one point to be noted over here is we have to increase it on a daily basis. You know, like having the knowledge about the imam, ajallahu ta'ala farjuhu sharif, meaning the maqam of his wilaya, just like I've
yes.
stated, like his authority. Knowing this much is not sufficient, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what is my responsibility towards my Mawla
yeah.
is very important. You know,
yes.
like he has responsibility towards us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likewise, we have responsibility towards him as well.
Yes.
This, having this knowledge, what is my responsibility towards him is ma'rifah.
Yes.
You see? So this is like on a general basis.
Yeah.
The second responsibility towards us being Shias is having his special love. Meaning, in every imam's time, alayhi wasalam, example, the time of Imam Ali, or be it Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, alayhi wasalam, or be it Imam al-Rada, or the other imams, alayhi wasalatu wasalam, people had a special connection to the imam
okay.
of their time.
Yeah.
Yep. So they used to go, they used to meet, they used to speak, they used to ask questions, they used to share their problems. Yes?
Yeah.
And the imam used to solve all of them for them, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we need a bit more explanation on to have love for imam. Mm. But we'll do that in the last part of our episode. Let's take a short break.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are Bedali Akad and we are talking about the responsibilities of the waiters. Well, so far, we discussed the biggest responsibility of awaiters is to know the imam. And after knowledge, brother talked about waiting. What is waiting actually and what form of waiting is required? And then having special form of love for imam. So yes, brother, you wanted to discuss some more about that.
About the special love we were speaking about. It's like, just like the people of every imam's time, alayhi wasalam, had a special connection to the imam of the time, be it with regards to their problems, questions,
yeah.
everything. Yeah. Likewise, we should have a special love and special connection to our Imam of a time.
Yeah.
You know, I generally kind of ask these kind of questions. Maybe people might find it, few people might find it odd. I ask them, you know, like I just ask them, who is your favorite Imam? Okay. Not generally, I ask the younger generations,
yeah,
youths and kids and stuff like that. Normally, I don't prefer to ask this to the elders. Okay.
Yeah.
But even the elders have a special reply to this.
Yeah.
Few might say, I love Imam Ali alayhi salam the most.
Yeah.
I have a very special bond with Imam al-Ridha alayhi
salam. A particular Imam, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You see, with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Few might even say, like, I have a particular bond with Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam,
yes,
example. You see?
Yes.
So, or Sayyida Zainab salamu alayha. You know, that's not bad, you know? It's not at all bad. It's, in fact, it's very good as well, okay? Having a special bond with a masoom or a masooma, salamullah alayhim, it's not qabih, it's not even like it's not even said that, oh, you're doing something bad or you're doing something wrong, okay?
Yeah.
But on the other side, because right now the Imam of our time is alive, number one. Number two, he cares for us more than anyone else. After,
yeah,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what, in fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the Imam for us. He's the rabt, he's the actual connection, the mediator between Allah himself and us.
Yeah.
And all the rest of the creation.
Okay.
So as a responsible Shia, we have to have a, definitely we have to have a different connection, a special connection, special love towards the Imam of time,
right,
of our time.
Right.
It's not like, I'm not saying, okay, now leave Imam Ali alayhi salam's special love or special connection what you have and come to Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala,
yeah,
farjahu sharif. No, have that special bond with Imam Ali or Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam or Sayyida Zainab, whoever you wish. But build, if you're not having one, but build a special connection with your 12th Imam as well.
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So, building a special love, special connection, special affection, special, what do you say, path of tawassul towards the 12th Imam is extremely important as a responsible awaiter.
Yeah.
As the one who really, because when we say a responsible awaiter, it means that I'm really craving that the Imam reappears.
Yeah.
So without this bond, the special love, this craving can't be increased.
Yes.
You see? So in order for me to increase my crave towards the reappearance of my Imam, that the Imam of my time reappears very quickly, the craving needs to be increased.
Yes.
The tawassul.
Needs to be increased.
Yeah, exactly. My tawassul towards him should be increased. My ma'arifah, everything should be increased, you see. So,
yeah,
this is the second wazifa. And of course, this is not something which is like, oh, it is a wish from my side, you know. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, Ya Rasul, O قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I don't want anything except the extreme deep love towards إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, towards your nearest of kins, if you see this verse. So now, right now, the living kin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Of course, even those who are martyred have a wilaya on us, definitely. But right now, this ayah directly points towards the 12th Imam.
Right.
So from the point of view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet, the wazifa, the responsibility of,
yeah,
me towards my wali, is that I have this deep special love, according,
yeah,
to the holy verse of the Holy Quran as well.
Right.
So, yeah, inshallah that we get to this special love. Inshallah, we create this special love
inshallah
in us. If we are not having one, someone who loves, really loves Imam Ali al-Islam, ask Imam Ali, oh Mawlaya, oh my Imam, give me the special love of your son, Imam Mahdi.
Yes.
Ajallallahu ta'ala farjahu sharif.
All right, inshallah. So may our hearts be filled with the love of Imam. Thank you, brother, for being with us. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Inshallah, we'll discuss more responsibilities in the upcoming episodes. Until then, dear listeners, take care and keep knowing about Imam more and stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Where is the rising sun?